We recognize the experience of the aggregates. And often what we notice in that is the way in which suffering is constructed, habitually conditioned. Yet we use those same aggregates or the wisdom and understanding. We could perhaps say the job of wisdom is to shape those aggregates towards developing the mind to understand impermanent, unreliable, not-self nature of experience. The Buddha encouraged his son develop the perception of impermanence, Rahula. For when you develop the perception of impermanence, the conceit, I am, will be abandoned. And so the Buddha encouraged us to incline towards the investigation or to investigate, develop the perception of impermanence. Perception can recognize the qualities of experience, hardness, softness, coolness, heat. Perception can recognize the name of experience, person, wall. And perception can recognize the changing nature of experience, attuned to that. And there are different ways the mind can explore and develop the perception of impermanence. We can incline towards investigating it in this gentle way. We explored investigation. A simple inclining towards maybe just a question. How's impermanence being known in this moment? And so there can be a kind of orientation to check into how the mind is recognizing impermanence in this moment, or whether perhaps it feels like there is solidity in this moment. That could be the what is seen in the moments of orienting to how is the mind noticing impermanence? It feels like, oh, the mind is noticing solidity right now. What's that like? And we can cultivate the cultivation of impermanence, the perception of impermanence can happen through recognizing when the mindfulness naturally inclines towards noticing the impermanence. Which will happen at times, particularly as the continuity of mindfulness strengthens. It almost feels like when wise mindfulness becomes more continuous, there's a natural inclination towards noticing impermanence. It's like the job of mindfulness as it gets more continuous is to notice impermanence. And yet if we have an agenda, if our minds have an agenda to look at something in particular, like, oh, I should be looking at the objects and being very clear about what the objects are, that agenda might obscure this natural movement of mindfulness to orient towards impermanence, change. Diana, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, for me, seems that some of the beauty of this teaching and the perception of impermanence, some of the power of this teaching and perception of impermanence is its radical thoroughness. As Andrea said, sometimes awareness receives changing objects, bodily sensation, then a sound, then another bodily sensation. Sometimes awareness is aware of the changing nature, the arising, the passing of objects. Sometimes our attitude to seeing this change. Sometimes we're comfortable with it, sometimes we're less comfortable with it. And the awareness that is aware of objects and aware of change, sometimes it's spacious and receiving. Sometimes it's a little less spacious and there's more a feeling of looking. So this thoroughness of impermanence is part of the beauty, the grace, and the power, the transformative power of this teaching. And that we can, in whichever way we experience it, is perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Thank you.
Another reflection that occurs to me connecting this encouragement to cultivate the perception of impermanence and the thoroughness with which that happens. In the thoroughness of the seeing of impermanence, this is where we see the insubstantiality of experience, the emptiness, the not-self nature of experience. The perception of impermanence shows us there are no existing objects, no things, no inherent substance. And so this really is the place of understanding this teaching that the similes are pointing to. In examining experience, we see it is empty, hollow, insubstantial. For what substance can there be this changing dynamic.